There's no doubt that the aviation industry needs a little help. So where do they turn? Well, in one case, they're turning to Chicago public school students, maybe to pique their interest in aviation. Greg Dellinger is with Outreach and Engagement at AAR World Headquarters. What is AAR World Headquarters?
AAR stands for the Allen Aircraft and Radio Company. Lisa, thank you so much for having me part of your program here today. And we do three things, and our world headquarters is on the northwest end of the O'Hare Field, and we do three things around airplanes and helicopters. We fix them, we fly them, and we'll get you a whole airplane if you want it, one or two pieces at a time. So we're a supply chain of parts and components to the global aviation industry.
And you're doing something in Rockford, and I think so many people forget about Rockford, and granted, there are not a lot of regularly scheduled flights out of Rockford, but it is now being looked at as a third airport in the Chicagoland area, right?
100%. The Chicago-Rockford International Airport, Lisa, as you know, my favorite Rockfordian from 28th Street, right there, Vine Curley, give him a shout-out. 3.5 billion pounds of cargo moved through the Rockford Airport just last year alone. It's the fastest-growing airport in the world, and as you mentioned, Allegiant, a 121 carrier, they fly to all the warm-weather locations out of Rockford, Florida, Vegas, Phoenix Mesa. Fantastic, good action at the Rockford Airport.
Well, and people like that because you don't have to pay to park, do you? Or has that changed?
Post-COVID, they sort of turned the key and tweaked that a little bit.
But oh, well,
it's extremely reasonable, and it's super easy to get to. And AAR, we, in addition to all the cargo and commercial action going there, we have a big aircraft maintenance hangar, a 240,000-square-foot maintenance hangar, and have literally employed hundreds of aircraft mechanics there in the Forest City.
And quite frankly, parking at a Rockford, in anywhere in Rockford, let alone the Rockford Airport, is going to be much cheaper than you would pay at O'Hare or Midway. There's no comparison. So
absolutely.
Is it UPS? Is that predominantly the carrier, or is it FedEx that is moving so much cargo through Rockford?
You have three big ones. You have UPS, so it's their second largest cargo base outside of their home office, their governing office there in Louisville. You have a little teeny tiny company called Prime Air. Mr. Bezos, Amazon, has arrived at the Chicago-Rockford International Airport. You have Senator Airlines. They're out of Germany moving parts and components for everything from BMW to Mercedes and Siemens engine equipment. And then lacking humility, you got a little AAR in our big aircraft maintenance hangar midfield there at the Rockford Airport. So, again, just tremendous action and jobs, jobs, jobs. You're hired, hired, hired.
And that's what we need. And you're giving children, students in Chicago Public Schools an opportunity to look around and say, hey, this is something I haven't thought of, and there's opportunity here. So how's that cooperation working? What is going to happen with Chicago Public School students?
So this is really, really cool and sort of in the forefront, if you will. So AAR, we have partnered with Chicago City Colleges, specifically Harvey College on the south end of Chicago. And we, over the last 3-4 years or so, have different groups of cohorts and students that have gone through all of Harvey College and in a aviation maintenance pathway program. To work on commercial aircraft, you have to be a certificated aviation maintenance technician or a mechanic. And so we have partnered with them, and for the first time ever, we have a group of high school students that are part of the program. And these students, Lisa, are from everywhere, Whitney Young, Curry, Lynn Bloom, you name it. So we have a big group of high school students working a curriculum at Olive Harvey College, and they're going through a curriculum, and as part of the One Summer Chicago through Mayor Lightfoot, they get the opportunity to visit some different aviation locations, including AAR. are Airframe Rockford. So they'll be coming up next week. And for a lot of young people, in order to be, they have to see. They have to see what the hangar is like, the type of work that we're doing, the type of tools that is required, and how massive and large the aircraft that AAR is working on up at the Rockford Airport really truly is, so they can make, to your point, those great decisions on their careers.
And what kind of pay comes, what kind of compensation comes along with these careers?
So these careers, aircraft maintenance, which really creates the magic and awe of flight, that true safety of flight, that airworthiness. And these are all aircraft maintenance technicians with the ratings that go along with it. These are absolutely trending into six-figure jobs. There's no doubt about it. It's all connected to education and how transformational it is. And City Colleges of Chicago, once again, has really marched that agenda and also engaged more of our younger people, what we call early college. So that's why we have our high school cohort, and just so excited. In fact, Lisa, they even came out to our world headquarters here so they could see the jobs outside of actually on the hangar floor, what those would look like. So once again, you can start connecting all of that to education, both on the secondary and post-secondary level, and especially our great Illinois community colleges.
So what is the pathway? So you start in high school, maybe you have that idea, but for parents and grandparents listening who might have kids that, you know, are trying to find their way, because let me tell you, everybody's like, I'm not really sure what I want to do. And you're right, they have to see it to be enthusiastic about it, and something connects. So is it high school, four-year college, then an apprentice program, or how does that work?
That's an awesome question. So, yes, whet the appetite. Get young people excited about aviation and all of the jobs. I mean, to your point, the Chicago-Rockford International Airport is truly that third airport. We have the great Our Lady at O'Hare, of course, Midway with our friends from Southwest and the other airlines, and then Rockford. So the pathway is get excited about it. Really start focusing on how aviation works, and specifically aviation maintenance, and really focus a little bit about on tools as well as STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. Then, once you're nearly complete with high school, you can enter, there's a couple of different schools, yet in Chicago there's a brand new aircraft maintenance school called AIM, the Aviation Institute of Maintenance. It's the only one in the United States that has an urban campus. It's right there at the corner of 38th and Ashland, and right now they're trending. They just opened. They have over 100 students enrolled, and they're really hitting the afterburner there. Then it takes about 18 to 22 months or so to become a certificated aviation maintenance technician. And then the industry, Lisa, really looks at aircraft maintainers, what they call A&Ps. The A is the airframe, the tube that you and I ride in, hopefully up front in the premium cabin. And then the P, the P is the power plant. That's your motors. So you're certificated by the FAA to make repairs on aircraft, and then you have your ratings, your airframe and power plant. And then from there, you, every graduate of either the cohort at Olive Harvey College and or AIM is guaranteed an interview with AAR. They hired me, so they'll hire lots of people.
Well, and I got to tell you, Greg, if anybody can get people excited about this, it is definitely you. So
hey now, hey now.
Thank you.
Clicked on and tuned into.